Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live on a wintry afternoon in Seattle, Washington, and I'm so glad that you're joining us here today. My show and my work are about helping all of us understand that we are all naturally intuitives and healers. These are skill sets, not gifts. Things that we have to learn how to use, and we just don't right now in our culture. So there are some of us out there encouraging you to explore your intuitive and healing abilities because you're already using them, so you might as well focus them and make them really work for you to help you be your best self. So you are welcome today, as always, to call in with questions, comments, or to request a quick intuitive reading. And that number would be 202-570-7057. Today, I am thrilled to welcome Atherton Drenth, who is the author of this wonderful book called The Intuitive Dance, Building, Protecting, and Clearing Your Energy. So we will bring Atherton on in a little bit here to chat with us about her work. She's a medical intuitive. She's a clairvoyant. So we'll talk about what that means, how that works in her practice. And again, we are very happy to take your calls. If you're shy and don't want to be on the radio, please email me at my website at robinfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N. FRITZ.com, or send a note to me on Facebook at my business page, The Practical Intuitive Robin M. Fritz, and I'll be happy to take email requests and work them into future shows. So today, before we get really started on the show, I would like to do what I do every week, which is to help us all get grounded and balanced together here, to take time out to share, to be together in this community, and for you to really experience your intuition and your healing abilities by tapping into the energy of my crystal partner, Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. Fallon is a rare crystal by himself, but he's also an ancient power crystal. Yes, I know what that sounds like, but he's a healer and a truth bringer, and you will experience his energy the way your intuition works most strongly. So whether you see, feel, hear, or know things, he'll be there for you in this hour. And as we do this quick exercise, what we're going to do is clear out the cares of the day and get you here in this soul spa time with us. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, imagine that you're connecting mind, body, and spirit more tightly together, and also connecting to this energy that is Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. And as you breathe down your body, just imagine those energy blocks, this cares of the day, just clearing out. Starting at the top of your head, breathe down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just let that energy clear out rapidly. All your chakras just emptying out of all the stuck pieces there. And now, as you imagine Fallon, as this, he's a crystal ball in his current form, kind of a goldish cast, and imagine that rotating at your feet outside your body. And as that light moves up your body, just let that energy flood your body with healing and good vibration, right? So starting at your feet, move up your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, your third eye there, and the top of your head, your crown chakra. Now, you may hear, see, feel, or know things, but do know that your crown chakra tends to be open in connecting with Fallon during this hour. Your intuition is wide open to receiving it, and we will help you close that down and get regrounded at the end of the hour. So, managing your energy. Not a subject people talked a lot about until recently, and now a lot of people are. And if you are a person whose intuition runs towards feelings, people will tend to call you an empath. We'll see what Atherton has to say when she comes on. But my opinion on that is that it's a misunderstanding of the terminology, and all feeling, clear feeling, the intuitive ability is feeling the feelings and emotions of the things around you. What a lot of us don't realize is that includes buildings, your animals, your cars, the weather systems, the land around you, and not just the people. But learning to manage our energy comes in here where we realize that we're running around all day long and we're spinning off here and spinning off there. And right now, here today in the United States, everybody's panicking because the stock market just dropped 6%. Yeah, in one day. So that's quite a bit. And you're, oh my gosh, what happened to my savings? What happened to this? And then we end up sending our energy out into the stratosphere and we feel lightheaded and dizzy and discombobulated and everything. And the point of it is that now that we know what energy is and how it works in our bodies, we can learn techniques that will help us keep ourselves grounded and balanced in our daily lives and in the work that we do in the world, whatever that is. I had to learn this the hard way because as I was working with weather and land systems like volcanoes and hurricanes, those are huge systems and they'll knock you flat if you're not well grounded. So I had to learn that and I started teaching it. And our guest here today is also teaching it. And so that's what's awesome. But then the question is, what is energy? You know, you think about it. We talk about it all the time. Let's learn how to manage our energy. But what is it? I like to think of energy as vibration so that, you know, you can understand it better, or think of it as different frequencies on a radio or even the flashlight beam. And your flashlight, you put your fingers in front of the flashlight and you do those cute little bunny ears. That's blocking the energy of the light. So that is a kind of a vivid and very simplistic definition of what happens when our energy is blocked. But the point of it is that we have physical bodies and we also have energy bodies, and that energy body tends to be neglected. So when people come to me and say, oh my gosh, I can't do this or I can't do that, professionals are suddenly blocked in their career growth. People are overwhelmed by the issues of the day. We look at what might be blocking their energy. That could be our thought patterns, the things that we think, the things that we feel guilty about, our busy activities, even the thoughts and feelings of other people. So what we need to do is to pay attention to that energy body. I teach people how to think of it as what it is, you know, a consciousness that's there supporting us that we just haven't really paid any attention to all our lives, and looks differently for each person. And so you learn how to let it expand or let it contract in order to get you through the day. So our energy boundary is, you know, kind of like our own private security force. It helps us explore the world and understand what's going on out there and attract things to us, and of which we all want only good things, right? And it also is supposed to filter things coming at us so other people or other things can't deliberately or accidentally tap into us and, suck some of our energy out. And that's where the term emotional vampire or other terms like that come in. And, so it, it's quite an involved subject. And it's, kind of a thing that you go, oh my God, this one more thing I have to learn, one more thing I have to do. Yeah, you do. But I promise you, once you understand how your energy body works, your particular one, and you understand the concept in general, and you work at it, it becomes second nature. I mean, we don't walk around thinking about, oh, I need to look at that tree out there. No, you just look at it. And that is, I hope, how our energy bodies continue to work for us as we learn to master them. Are we all masters at that? Well, of course not, because we're all human and we all have little things that interrupt our day and the perfect nature of what we want to be doing. But our energy bodies and our energy boundaries there to help support us. And this morning in Facebook Live, I talk about how important managing our energy boundary is for self-love. And a lot of people, I've been talking with people about this lately, they're going, self-love is egotistical. It's your ego. It's like, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, no, self-love is loving yourself regardless. Regardless of the mistakes you make, your short temper, your tiredness, that extra 10 pounds that you're mad about, whatever. Your ability to love yourself and love yourself first is part of growing your soul in the body that you chose to do that in this lifetime, which is a human body. So that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of information. We're going to come back, and after the break, we're going to bring our guest on, and we're going to let her talk about what she knows about energy. Hang on.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking about managing our energy, how to manage our energy to improve mind, body, and spirit. So I would like to introduce my special guest today, Atherton Drenth. Oh, boy. Atherton, you're going to have to correct me on your pronunciation of your name.
You're doing just fine, Robin.
There she is. Atherton is a clairvoyant medical intuitive and the author of The Intuitive Dance, Building, Protecting, and Clearing Your Energy, but also the book Following Body Wisdom. So, Atherton, I have to ask you, how did you get such a great name?
Where did that come from? Well, I was actually, there's a funny story behind it. I was actually named after the first person my father ever fell in love with.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What did your mom have to say about that?
Well, my mother was an artist, and she was very eccentric, and she just loved the romance of it. And she loved the uniqueness of the name. And when I was born, she just thought I looked like an Atherton. So here I am.
There you are. That is an awesome story. Thanks for sharing it.
You're welcome.
So talk to us about managing our energy, because you are a medical intuitive. So why don't you just explain what that is to people? Because we've brought people on before, but it's a tremendously involved subject. So tell us what that means for you in your practice.
So being a medical intuitive means that it has honed my particular intuitive ability to understand how to read and listen to the body with integrity. So
awesome.
As you have said earlier in your introduction, everything is made out of energy. And we know that the energy body exists around the human body because we can take pictures of it now. You know, it's called the aura.
Right.
And those of us who are trained in the healing arts know that if you get blocks in your energy field, it will indicate itself either physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And as a medical intuitive, we learn to not only see how the energy is responding, but we get to see where the blocks are, and then we can either telescope into the body and see where it's locked down at a cellular level, or we can telescope out to see where it is sort of infused in the spiritual level. And I use that ability as a clairvoyant to see where those blocks are, and then I work with the client to help them to release it.
Awesome. But by telescope, you mean you're looking intuitively?
Yes, I'm going into the body energetically, and I'm tracking where the block is, and then I'm asking the body why it's there, and then I'm using that information to bring it out to the client into consciousness, and then we work together to release it.
So a couple of questions.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's hard to explain to people that when you are looking at the energy body, how you can go in and take a look at the body from a cellular level. Like you can look at the cell, just as you can take a look at the aura and see the different colors, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely. What's unusual for people, I think, is there is so much of greatness these days in the ability to look at things intuitively and help resolve issues that, you know, you have to really try to keep up with it. And so the average person, you know, so I'm asking questions so the average person who might not have experienced this will get an idea of like, oh, maybe I should explore that. In my own personal practice, I'll have people, professionals from doctors to real estate agents, call me up and say, I can't do this. Like, I can't pass my medical boards, but I'm a brilliant doctor and I've never had a problem before and I can't pass the boards. So mm-hmm. they'll come, we'll look at the issue, we'll find a family issue or something like that. We'll teach them to we'll resolve that. We'll teach them to how to, you know, what their energy body is, how it expands and explores the world so that they can manage it. And they go off and pass their boards. And I know that has to be the same thing with you. So can you give our listeners an idea of like, well, you know, even if you have to make it up, a typical client issue and the process of resolving it?
Well, I work with a lot of stress and anxiety issues, self-esteem and self-confidence.
Okay.
So, for example, I was working with a woman a while ago who was in an abusive relationship, and she was trying to find the courage to get out. She knew she had to leave. She had to leave in order to save her own life as well as her children. I'm talking about emotionally save herself.
Right.
But mm-hmm. she didn't have the confidence. She didn't know she had the courage or the strength. So, again, we would have to go in and find out what her beliefs were that she had gathered as a child and through her relationship that made her believe that she wasn't good enough, that she couldn't stand on her own two feet. And I would start to help to educate her on how to change her frame of mind and how to look at things differently. And then eventually she would find the courage to leave that relationship.
That's awesome. So on average, a situation like that would take how many sessions?
Depending on the client and how motivated they are and how often they call in, I have seen women walk away in 3 to 4 months, and I have been working with other women for 5 years and helping them to work their way through that. So, you know, it's not always an easy journey. Right?
No.
And sometimes I think the acronym that energy work isn't for the faint of heart is very apropos when you're dealing with some of these deep emotional issues. But the point is that they can overcome them, right?
Exactly. They can. I had, 2014, my dog and I had a terrible accident, and that's about all I want to say about that. Mm-hmm. But it was a devastating year. I lost the use of my hands for a year. My dog ended up dying after 10 mm-hmm. months. And there was just a whole bunch of stuck stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know it. And even as somebody who works in that area, you need somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. You need the objective outsider who's mm-hmm. experienced enough to walk through this. And mm-hmm. so I went to someone I'd taken some shamanic classes for, because I pick up classes based on the person, how they strike me. So I don't care mm-hmm. what they're teaching, you know, that mm-hmm. I feel if it fits into my toolbox, it's something I need to learn. So I went to her, and she was dealing not just with me, but with my deceased dog, who is since back in a new body. And at the end of the session, and the reason I'm bringing this up is what you said, at the mm-hmm. end of the session, I was physically ill. Mm-hmm. I was just, well, oh my God, I was sick. In fact, yeah. I almost had to stop her because I was so sick. And mm-hmm. it passed rapidly, and she sat there and she smiled at me because she knew me well. And she said, if people knew that clearing this stuff out would make them sick, they'd never come in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yes. you know, but you get better as a result.
Yes. So I often tell people, you know, to expect the fact that sometimes it's going to get worse before it gets better, you know.
Exactly.
You're going to be tired. You're going to feel nauseated. You're going to have, diarrhea. You may feel like you're coming down with the flu. I have clients tell me they feel like they were hit by a bus. And they couldn't get out of bed for a day or two. And then after that, they had never felt so amazing in their whole life. You know, I've had other people say that it was like a wall suddenly came down and everything was just so clear and they felt free and they were happy and joyful and they could finally figure out how they wanted to get something done and that they would just go out and do it, you know?
Right. Because that energy of that block has been lifted, and we just sometimes we just don't realize. I know I've been handicapped for many years, and I'm healthier now than I've been in 35 years. But boy, I worked hard at it.
You know, and
energy and intuitive, as well as, you know, just plain common sense and good food and good supplements, and, you know, just reorienting my life. And that's a tough thing. I mean, that was from a major incident. But, you know, in our daily lives, we get beat up all the time by having these porous energy boundaries and not realizing what that is. So when people say they're feeling better, how do they maintain that?
Well, depending on the situation, generally what I find is I give majority of my clients what I call the three simple things, because people will come in and say, well, you know, this is really great and really wonderful, and now that I understand it, there are things that I want to do for myself to help them to maintain that trajectory into better health and wellness. Which is one of the reasons why I finally ended up writing the book, because I was handing out so much of this as a little booklet, and finally my agent said, I think it's time you wrote that into a book, Atherton. And it's like, that sounds like a lovely idea.
So the there you go.
So the three simple things are, the first thing is the vertical axis, which is a grounding technique. And a lot of people don't understand what grounding means.
And
I didn't understand it in the beginning when I was being taught that, but basically, grounding means being in control of your emotions and being able to have clarity about what is yours and what belongs to somebody else, so you're not being manipulated by other people's personal agendas. So the vertical axis is a technique that grounds you into heaven and earth at the same time, brings it into your heart, and then helps you to send that out into your field and out into the world. And that can be done in less than a minute. The other thing that
awesome.
I teach as part of the three simple things is cord cutting with the angels. And that's because we pick up other people's emotions, you know, like cat hair.
Right.
And, you know, it's just sticking to you, and you need to clear that off at the end of every day. Otherwise, you get bogged down with your fur coat that you didn't really want, right? And then the last thing is the dream time management, which is a way to get deep restorative sleep and wake up fully rested and renewed. Because a lot of people are getting enough sleep but still waking up exhausted, and what I find 99.9% of the time is because they're working very hard all day physically, but then working energetically at night.
Ah, cool. Hang on. We'll be right back after the break.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking with author and medical intuitive Atherton Drenth and her book, The Intuitive Dance, Building, Protecting, and Clearing Your Energy. So, Atherton, I was listening so intently, I wasn't watching the clock. So can you go back and tell us again about dream time management? You're talking about the three simple things people can do: vertical axis, yes, cord cutting, and dream time management.
Yes. So with dream time management, what ends up happening is people are working very hard during the daytime, and when they go to bed, they leave their bodies, and that's called astral traveling, and we all leave
right.
our bodies in the dream time. And most people, and we all go into what's called the astral plane, and most people will hang out on the lower levels, which is where they will try to work out the problems that they were trying to answer during the day. So they end up working all day and working all night. And what they don't realize is that they have been given permission to be taken to a higher level of spiritual consciousness in the astral plane so that they can receive deep restorative rest and hand any of their problems over to the angels, and then wake up in the morning being fully rested and restored. Because one thing I've learned is that God created being awake for a reason and being asleep for a reason, and it wasn't so that we could work 24/7. It was so that we would actually get rest. And the dream time management, again, is this exercise that can be done in less than 5 seconds at night, and it sets the tone so that you start waking up in the morning fully rested and restored and renewed. So the three simple things from start to finish all together take up to 5 minutes maximum. I tell my clients if it's taking them any longer than that, then they're overdoing it and overthinking it. And, you know, you brush your hair, you brush your teeth, you jump into bed, you do the three simple things. And if they do that, and they will find that whole little package at the back of my book, The Intuitive Dance, they will find that it can reduce their stress and anxiety anywhere from 30 to 50%. And I've proven it in a research study. We had 30 volunteers do the three simple things for 40 days. And we had them do a survey. We tested their blood pressure, their heart rate, and their urine pH. And the results were just so dramatic. And we were dealing with people who were dealing with two opposite extremes. We had one woman who was losing a child to cancer, to a woman who was losing her mother to cancer. And both of these women, I call them the kind of the benchmark cases in that study that we did. They both came back to me and they said, you know, we would never have made it through that death walk without having done these three simple things. It really helped us to stay grounded and clear about not only being present for our loved one, but also being present for ourselves and for our families.
Exactly. Oh, that is so awesome. Those are difficult times. Extremely.
Yes.
Those are the soul-challenging times, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So a question for you on this, mm-hmm. on these three steps. First of all, I'm in love with you because I like everything to be as easy as possible. So you're telling me I can do this in 5 minutes. I'm like, so there.
Okay.
If you tell me it's going to take you, 6 weeks to do this, I'm like, I don't think so.
Exactly.
We're all like that. I mean, people ask me, people are always judgmental. And so they judge mm-hmm. me because I live with purebred animals. And I'm like, hey, I have a really tough job. At the end of the day, I want to, hang up the phone, close down the computer, and spend my time with two healthy animals whose backgrounds I'm aware of and I know what to look for, and I want to be, relaxed, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'll pick things to make us relaxed, mm-hmm. somebody else to cook for us if we're lucky or whatever, or even cooking a nice meal. I tend to do that on Sundays. But what about people with medical sleep disorder issues? Did that make sense? Okay. So people who have sleep disorders, mm-hmm. I'm not thinking of sleep apnea, but people who have sleep disorders based on a medical condition, and they really mm-hmm. can't sleep.
This will help them to a point in the fact that it will help them deal with what little snippets of sleep that they are getting. I can't say with any expertise at this point to say that it has resolved any of those issues, because I find that people who have sleep disorders, there's a lot more going on at the emotional, mental level. If they were getting the proper kind of work, and sometimes it's physical, you know, taking supplements, changing your diet, others it's the therapy or working with a medical intuitive, and they added this into it, I think that it would help them to have a faster recovery.
Yeah, and then being able to sleep properly and do all the other things that, you know, are part of life. You know, it's funny that we're talking about sleep, because it was only a few weeks ago that I'm thinking, you know what, I get X number of hours of sleep a night and I feel great in the morning. That's all cool. But why do we need to sleep?
Yes.
You know, I watch my animals sleeping, and I remember having this conversation with some young kids some years ago, and they went off to college and they wouldn't sleep. They wouldn't go to bed. And I'm like, you can't mm-hmm. do that. You need to rest, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But then how did we figure out we needed to rest, or, you know, people needed to lie down and make beds, you know. See, that's where my mind goes. I'm going like, well, how yeah. did we end up inventing beds? But in actuality, what you're talking about, it's mind, body, spirit connection, that sleeping and awake, they're the same thing. They're just different aspects of what our bodies are doing.
Yes, and we're falling into this societally attitude of you should be able to do so much more on less sleep.
So right.
Sleep has become the enemy, you know?
Exactly. And that leads to depression.
It does, exactly. And
as well as to lack of functioning. I've had clients lately who said, that's all sleep I can get. And I said, you know, I can only help you to a certain point. If mm-hmm. you're not going to take care of yourself enough to really work at getting sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm glad you're talking about that. So tell me how you got interested in this line of work.
Well, I sort of fell into it by accident. I had a near-death experience 19
Uh-oh.
Years ago. And I had been struggling with my health for most of my life. I was always intuitive. I was fortunate in the fact that I grew up in a family where my parents were really quite intuitive, and they understood it, and they recognized it, and they nurtured it. And I had to spend most of my life learning how to keep things to myself, because I had a tendency just to blurt things out at the wrong time. And
things that you were seeing in other people, you mean?
Yes. So I would know things about people when I touched them.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I could read people, and I would just kind of blurt things out. It's like, oh, why is that going on? And they'd give you that rather confused look, like you had three heads. So I had to learn how to keep my mouth shut. And when I had my near-death experience, I was a medical intuitive. I was a registered medical technologist, so I was used to a scientific way of dealing with illness, which is what I had been doing for 30 years. I had been looking at all these different options, and nothing was working. And I had found out about a young man who was a healer and went to see him with great reluctance. He knew automatically what was wrong with me. It was all confirmed by a biopsy 2 days later. And he healed me. And then one day out of the blue, he just said to me, he said, you know, you're really intuitive as well. And I went, yeah, I kind of know that. But he said, you could be doing what I'm doing. And I thought he was nuts. I really did.
Yeah.
And I had to think about it for a while, because it never occurred to me that this ability that I had to know things when I touched people could be used to help them. So I decided to take the training just for my own self-interest, started working through my certification over the next year, and at the end of the year I just realized that I'd spent my whole life waiting for this moment of being able to be of service in a totally different way, and I could take this ability that I had and stop tucking it away and pretending it was something that had to be hidden, when it was something that needed to come out because I could be of service to other people. So I left a very high-paying corporate job and opened up my own practice, And, you know, now I have an international practice. I'm the author of two books, and it's just been, and every day is a miracle of being able
That's
to
awesome.
Walk beside people on their healing journey. And so much I've written about in my book, I've learned the hard way because, you know, there were things that I had to learn as I was going through this. I needed to understand how to ground. I needed to understand how to protect myself and still be able to read other people. I needed to understand that if I was feeling somebody's emotions, I didn't cause it. I didn't create it. But I also wasn't
right.
being asked to fix it. I had to wait to be asked, you know, because we can go rushing in. Oh, let me help you. Well, they haven't asked. So
that's exactly right.
So there were all these tools that I was putting together, and I was handing them out to clients. You know, I was just, and that's why I wrote the book.
That is awesome. So you said you got certification in what area?
So I'm certified in as a medical intuitive. And I'm also certified in some different healing modalities. One's called BOSS, which is Bio-Operating Computer System, which is here in Canada. TBM, which is Total Body Modification, which is an American healing modality. And Therapeutic Touch, I do chakra work.
Okay.
I work with angels, so I do angel therapy as well. And I'm also in the process of getting trained and certified in Body Talk, which is international. Healing modality.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yes, it's excellent.
Okay, how do you get training as a medical intuitive? Pardon my ignorance.
No, it's okay. So I trained with Lori Wilson, who is a very, very gifted healer and a phenomenal intuitive that we have here in our community. And she has started up her own school. It's called Inner Access 101, and she offers certification to be a medical intuitive, and it's a very intense, in-depth, a dynamic course. It's well worth looking into.
Well, it helped us have you in the world, so that's awesome, right?
Thank you.
Right. So you said you know when you were growing up and you touched people and you knew. Now, how does that work now in an international practice where I guess you're working on Skype?
Well, what I do is I work by distance, or I work mm-hmm. with a client over the phone. So they will call in or send me their picture, and then I will ask for permission to connect to their energy field.
I've got it. Can you hang on for just another few quick questions?
Sure, no problem.
Great. We'll be right back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we are chatting with Atherton Drenth, a medical intuitive and author of The Intuitive Dance, Building, Protecting, and Clearing Your Energy. And I urge everyone to go out and buy this book. She has her, you have your techniques here, your three steps, right? Your three simple things that people can use to improve their lives. So in talking about that, in leading the best life possible, I know you want people to go out and do these three tips, but what else? Mm-hmm. What would you tell people? What's the most important thing they need to be doing?
Well, I think that they need to understand that they're all intuitive. And when they can get in touch with their intuitive ability, they can start to learn how to not only reduce the stress and anxiety in their life, but they can realize how connected they are really to everything. You know, I use the analogy that we are all like drops of water in the ocean. And yes, we are each individual drops, but we are also part of the larger ocean. And when you are connected to your intuition, you realize that you are an individual, but you're connected to the whole, and that we're all working together. And when you have that ability to stay grounded and stay clear with your intuition, then your life is just filled with so much magic.
That is true. I appreciate that. That is really true. And, you know, and people, you know, it's as simple as going out and just, you know, going for a walk and just checking in with nature, you know. Enjoy what you're seeing. I love the dark days of winter, but I also like, you know, the sunny days of summer. But daffodils are coming up right now in Seattle. I mean, mm-hmm. It's February, you know, and it's like, take a look at what's around you and be grateful for being part of that. So, Atherton, I know we're running out of time here, but here's a question for you. And what are you seeing different in the world now than 10 years ago? Based on your practice, based on what people are coming to you for?
I'm seeing people becoming much more conscious. And
that's awesome.
And, yeah, really much more conscious in saying that I may not be able to change the world, but I can change how I am in the world.
That's pretty important, right? And it's not something we think about a lot. We tend to put our own self-development off on somebody else or something else, or it's going to be, I'll get to that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right?
And people are starting to trust their own inner wisdom. And I think that that is so critical. And we need that.
We do need that. And I think, you know, I've said this to people, the universe, there's so much larger, so much bigger, so much more going on than we're aware of. No one person can know everything. So explore the world and the universe and share it with other people. And like, I had this experience. What do you think? What experience did you have that was similar to that? Don't you think that would help us create a more cohesive society if we were sharing?
Yes, I do. And I also think that if people were getting more in touch with their own intuition, that they would realize that they are divinely connected and that there is someone in there that they can love and cherish and look after rather than
themselves.
Berating it. Yeah. Taking care of themselves.
And that's important. You know, I was watching some sort of documentary with a group of women friends a while back, and someone who had chronic health issues, and I looked at her and I said, you know, what is the most important thing? It was all done, and I was very frustrated with the documentary. I'm just being my usual contrary self sometimes anyway. I said, what do you think the most important thing in the world is? And she says, well, to love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, but if you don't love yourself first, what's the point? You know,
exactly.
Where are you going to get? Yeah. How are you going to grow? So what would you say to that?
Well, I would say that, you know, that's a wonderful ideal, but it's very hard to love everybody else when you're hating yourself.
Exactly. Or where you don't know who you are or what you're doing in the world, or you don't have really the self-esteem and the self-confidence to stand up and be counted just as a human being. Just as a body and a soul together walking around in the world.
And I often say to people, you would never treat your children with the way you treat yourself.
I tell you, you know, this is true, but yet I go out in the world, and maybe it's just the crankiness of being older and looking at young people, and you know, every generation says this is the worst generation in history, which of course is not true. But I see so many people deferring to young children. Well, my young child just doesn't want me to have another kid. That was, mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. They're 4 years old. Like, where did that come from? Is that an energy boundary issue?
Yes, I think we have lost a sense that it's all right to be an authority on ourselves. And also there's right. a big difference between being a mother and a parent. And not, you know, I've got two kids and I'm a grandmother now. And
yay.
Yes, I love my children, but I also realized that I was there to be a parent and help them to grow into be responsible adults. And that meant not only that they understood that there were certain things that I knew better than they did, you know, and yet I was teaching them how to be independent, but also to have respect for my boundaries. And yes, there comes a point when a four-year-old starts running your life, there's a problem, okay? You're doubting your own abilities to be a parent. So it's one thing to kiss their boo-boos and to love them madly, but it's another to be a parent and teach them honor and respect, not only for the other people around them, but for themselves as well.
Right.
If that 4-year-old that's telling mommy and daddy that they can't have any more kids, that's a 4-year-old that's going out into the world and telling the world that they have to act a certain way to please them.
Exactly. And it's scary.
It's scary
what you see out there. Although, I live in a busy beach community here in Seattle, and I meet people every single day, young people, who are just the sweetest, kindest, often most misunderstood kids out there because people are mm-hmm. complaining about them being here at the beach. And I'll go up and have conversations with them, and they'll be amazing. So mm-hmm. there you go. Atherton, thank you for joining us today. Tell people how they can contact you.
So they can go to my website, athertondrenth.com, and that's spelled athertondrenth.com. And there's a free download for the vertical axis if they sign up for my newsletter. There's
awesome.
Access links to online courses, including being certified as a medical intuitive. And there are links to my books and to courses. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and I'm on the Holistic United website as well.
Right, and that was a long name to spell, so if you missed that, it's also on the ohmtimes.com page, the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World radio show page, and it's also on my Facebook page, the Practical Intuitive, so you can find Atherton there. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it, and I will hope to see you back here again soon.
Well, thank you very much, Robin. It's
thank
been my
you.
Pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And so as goodbye, and so as we wind up the hour today, Atherton has given us some good things to think about, you know, managing our energy boundaries, managing our energy field, how we can do that, and how we can stay balanced and healthy in the world. And I covered some of these issues also this morning in my Facebook Live presentations, and it's always a subject that we need to deal with, and it's a shame that, you know, we're only getting to it now in our culture. We're only beginning to understand how these things affect us, how the world around us affects us, how using our intuition and our healing abilities comes with responsibilities for ourselves and for those around us, and a need to understand how energy works so that we can more successfully manage our daily lives. So with that, I will have a multi-part webinar series up here soon on a course I taught, a day-long course I taught for medical professionals that is really for anyone on how to manage your energy boundaries, what that means as we play with our intuition together. And next week, join us back here for a conversation on crystals and what we're up to in the world with crystals, how they really are real partners in our work, and how we need to think of them as that and not as something woo-woo-y and weird and out there. You can also join us if you're listening live. You can join me this afternoon at 5 Pacific time, 8 Eastern time at the Learn It Live platform, experts.ohmtimes.com/Robin Fritz, R-O-B-Y-N, FRITC, as my crystal expert Kim Valines and I are doing a webinar on healing with crystals for self-love. Join us with that next week. Crystals, the week after that, Janine Wiest on Alchemy of Healing. And after that, a friend of mine, an author whose book is not just Learning to Be a Citizen of Seattle After Coming from New York, but what our natural environment teaches us about getting along in the world and what a citizen scientist really is. So as we close out today, let's get grounded and balanced back into our bodies by closing down our crown chakra. It's wide open here in this hour with me, with Fallon, and with Atherton Drenth. And put your hands on your heart. Cross your hands over your heart and just breathe into the palms of your hands. And just let energy flow into your palms. It's not coming from your body. It's just energy that's out there in the world. And as you hold your palms in front of your hands and breathe into your palms and then turn your palms face out, let that energy go where it will. You're just offering love and peace to the world with it. Cross your hands on your heart. And as you breathe into your palms, bring your energy in touch with your own desire to love yourself first so that you can love everyone else healthfully and respectfully. And breathe into your palms. Just feel that air on your palms and imagine it as a healing energy. Palms on your heart. Get grounded back in your body. Peace. Go out. Contact me for questions, comments, for intuitive, personal and business, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life regression, between life regression, spiritual awakening. I'm there to help you, robinfritz.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Take care.